Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, guys. Welcome to a brand new episode of Video Games Now. We're going to be discussing video games being made into movies and TV today. And I am joined by Rodney.
Hello.
Cole.
What's up?
And for the second time that I've done this, I'm Will and I'm leading this podcast.
Woo!
Fucking Captain Will over here.
So good.
Captain Will.
So good. Yeah.
Anyone who's listened to us from day one, though, will have noticed like the difference I've gone through.
Dude, we should do a side-by-side.
Oh no.
Skip down memory lane.
Yeah. But yeah, we're excited to talk about movies because we work in the movies.
Yeah. Make them movies.
We're making the movies.
Oh yeah. So what have you guys been playing lately?
Well, I've been playing Paper Mario, been trying to struggle my way through that. It's more fun now than it was at the beginning, I think, but it's a grind. Cool.
I've also been playing Paper Mario, but I've been playing A Thousand Year Door. Mm. I just got the sixth star, so I beat Cortez, and now I'm going to, actually, I don't know what the next area is after Cortez, but I've been playing that, and Pikmin 2, and, Lord of the Rings, The Third Age. Ever since I got my GameCube set back up, I've been going hard on the Cube.
Nice.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about movies. And when's
what's Will been playing lately?
I have, like I told Rodney before we started this podcast, I'm actually gamed out. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I've maybe played 2 to 3 hours of video games this whole week.
Sometimes I go through that phase where I'll play a bunch of games, and then I'll go through another phase where I watch a bunch of movies, and it's just you kind of go back and forth. So it's just how you consume your media.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the movie phase right now. I just can't sit down long enough to play something.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to not have to concentrate that hard, just to sit and watch.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, so like I said, we'll be talking about video games that are being made into movies and TV, and that'll be coming up right now, right now, right now, right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Video Games Now. And like I said before the quick break, we are going to be talking about video games and entertainment.
That's the third time you've said that now.
I know.
People know exactly what we're talking about.
But the thing is, when we talk about video games being turned into movies and stuff like that, there's some actual horror stories.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Course
more horror stories than not, I find. Like, I'm going through a list here of, and there's like 10 that I like and 70 that I'm like, these are train wrecks.
Well, the biggest, like, one of the worst train wrecks for me had to have been the Super Mario Bros.
That was like, or that was the train engine of the train wreck of all video game movies, man. That thing pulled all the video game movies fucking down.
Oh, I still just... Oh, man, the Koopa and... Oh,
oh, this is a triumph. Oh, it's so good. Sorry, I'm watching the trailer for it right now.
Oh, it's horrible.
I feel right. like when did this come out? It came out in 1993. When were you born, Will and Ronnie?
I was born in 92 and Will was 89.
Yeah, okay. So I think I didn't even watch this when it first came out. I think I was like 95 or 96 that I watched it. My friend and I rented it from the video game store or the movie store or wow, the rental
video
store.
Blockbuster?
No, it's like one of those mom and pop ones, but they're so cheap. Like every Tuesday and Thursday, it was like $2 for a weekly rental. And my parents never sent a age restriction for me because they just trust me. So I could go in there and get like a rated R movie.
Will walks out of the porn section just like armful of
with
shit.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, no.
Super Mario Brothers.
They were very
mushroom.
Careful there. There was a curtain getting into that room and I just never had the balls to make my way through it.
That's funny.
Yeah, man, that's gotta be the, like, it's bad enough when someone catches you watching porn, but, like, for you to go to another fucking business and go purchase or rent, like, that, like, when you bought a magazine, like, if you ever bought a magazine, like, actually, I never have.
So, like, I haven't either.
Yeah, because
I'm already too embarrassed. Could you imagine going to a gas station, I'll be like, hey, I'll take this month's, like, newest episode or newest catalog.
And they always had the black folder that sat in front of it, so you'd be like, you'd go there and there'd be the black thing in front of it and you could just see the top of the head or the name of whatever it is.
Knowing my luck though, it'd be like this, like I'd lower my voice so no one else could hear me. I'd be like, yeah, I want the Playboy, and they'd be like, sorry sir, did you say you want the Playboy?
Grandma, what are you doing here?
Well, I guess it's kind of like the equivalent of like, because I'm sure everybody, you three have been in a like adult like shop before. So it's like going in there and buying something so fucking awkward. It's like,
especially when they come to try to help you.
Yeah. Do you need help with anything? Be like, well, no. Go away.
You want to show, I can show you what's on special this week. I'm like, no, we're good.
Be like,
but those people, like, that's what they do. I feel like out of things being embarrassed around it, those people are not the ones to be embarrassed around.
Well, they had to apply the fucking work there. So the embarrassment's gone.
Oh yeah, they don't care. Yeah. It's when you step out of the store and you've got the family walking past you.
Yeah. Well, like going into those stores, it's like I wouldn't buy 95% of the shit here.
No.
Maybe my sex life's boring, I don't know, but yeah, I wouldn't buy like 95% of the
shit. You would get all of the video game theme stuff.
My friend owns a store, actually, and he always tells me the weirdest stories of like people coming in.
So he sends Will a gift box every month?
No, I don't need anything. But he was telling me, like, this one drunk guy came in. He thought he was, like, broke, and he just, like, was walking around in the store for, like, an hour or something. And then he finally comes up to my friend, and he's like, I'll take that doll.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, oh, which one? He's like, the one above you. He's like, that's $6,000. I don't know if you can afford it. He's like, and he just flashes his card and picks up the $6,000 sex doll and walks out.
Jeez.
Christ.
Yeah, without the bag or anything. He walks right into like the fucking street. Didn't have a car or anything. My friend said he watched him from the window for a little bit to see what was going to happen.
He just takes it out of the package right there, blows it up, and then walks out the door like it's all normal.
No, dude, these aren't even blow-up dolls. These are full, like, freaking sex dolls.
Dude, a $6,000 like, blow-up doll would be pretty freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, no, these are rubber, dude. Like, they're realistic.
Silicone?
Yeah, and they're scary looking, actually.
So what podcast are we on again?
Yeah, I was going to say that. So let's get back to some video game content, shall we?
So that all stemmed from Super Mario Brothers, the movie. What other terrible video game movies have you guys seen?
There's a few. Another bad one I would have to say would be Far Cry.
Oh my god. Oh. Don't even get me fucking started on Far Cry, dude.
Dude, do you know that Far Cry was filmed by a Vancouver guy?
Yeah, Uwe Boll.
Yes, but let's not mention him. He only makes bad movies.
Yeah.
A friend of mine... She went to high school with his son, and so while they were shooting the movie, so the kid who she went to high school with would like come in every day and talk about them filming it, and she was actually trying to get on it because she works in film too, but you know, she's still in high school, she's never got the chance, and I was like, yeah, you dodged a bullet there.
There's only one.
Yeah.
There's only one part of the movie where it literally killed me. It, like, I laughed so fucking hard, and it's where, because they're in the movie, they're staying away from the island because there's all these rumors of shit going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman gets on this guy's boat, who's the main character, and she's like, "Take me to that island." He's like, "Yeah, Noel can't do that," with his fucking completely ridiculous accent. And he's like, "Oh, no, yeah, I can't do that." And then she, like, just whips out a wad of money, and he's driving the boat, and then he, like, turns around and looks at it and sees this big wad of money, and he goes, "Ah." Just the fucking acting in that movie was so bad, I can't even put it into words.
It's too bad, too, because, like, I think Far Cry's got such a... I don't know so much about, like, the newer stuff, but, like, the old timelines... And, like, even Far Cry 2, I think that would have made a really interesting, like, TV series, or just the topic that they tackled, you know?
Yeah.
But this movie, like, Uwe Boll tried to do his own thing, and he ruined it.
It was kind of based on the first game, though, right? Because it's the first game is there's super soldiers being made.
He used the characters, yeah, but, like, he went off the rails a bit, too, right? So.
Yeah, it's a high... production quality, like there's tons of explosions and gunfights, and you've got like big names in there. Till Swigner, that German actor.
Yeah, Till
he's
Swigner.
Been in like yeah all the.
I actually like him. Movies. He's a pretty good actor.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh definitely.
I actually, you know, before Far Cry came out, I think the first movie I saw him in was Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Oh yeah, dude. That's a.
He was
that's
the guy. Remember with the footlong.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He just pops up in everything. German born boy.
Yeah. It's probably why Uwe Boll likes. Well, actually, doesn't Uwe film most of his stuff in Germany still? Because he was getting all his kickbacks from the German government.
I thought he's Romanian or something, or Russian or something.
No, he's German.
Is he?
That's why he filmed everything over there, and the film like committee and with the government were giving him kickbacks, but then his movies were so bad they couldn't give him money back anymore. Because he wasn't making any.
Yeah. Did you guys... Oh, no, go ahead, Will.
Oh, no, you go. And then I was just going to say, tell me some of your worst, like, video game movies.
It wasn't worse, but did you guys see, like, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't. Not yet.
Do you think it was pretty good?
I think it was a pretty generic Hollywood story, but I thought it was okay.
It was okay made?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like, is making video games into movies a good idea? Like, I like video games because it's a different type of storytelling, you know? It's like, it's almost like reading a book. You get to kind of go into a lot of detail and stuff that you don't really get with movie and TV. So, like, I don't know. I feel like, should you do something original, or should you take these things and make them into movies?
Well, I've said this multiple times on the show. Like, I think that video games need to be made into TV shows because that's the way video games are told. They're told in an episodic manner.
Episodics, yeah.
Like
chapters and
yeah,
story beats and...
certain milestones that you hit. You know, like taking Paper Mario for example. Every time you get a star, it's like you've hit the climax. And now you're like falling action, kind of working on the next star, and it's kind of the kind of whole process starts over again. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I think everything. If it is made into from a game into a movie or whatever, it should be a TV series.
Did you guys see the new Tomb Raider? The one with Alicia Vikander?
I did. That's why what I was going to bring up as well. I think I agree with Rodney in his aspect that most things should be turned into TV series. But there is some games that when they're being turned into like entertainment, I think they are suited more for a movie.
Yeah, and I thought the new Tomb Raider was really good.
It
like,
was.
I enjoyed it, like, way more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I didn't have as best expectations as I should have going into watching that.
It's. I think what really did it is the villain. What the heck is his name? Oogly Boogly? What the heck is that? What's that guy's name?
I don't know, but it sounds like now we're on a kid's show.
Tomb Raider. Well, he's this guy who doesn't want to do his job. Like, you meet this guy, Walton Goggins. Walton Goggins,
oh,
that's his name.
Yeah, I love Walter Goggins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like this guy, and he doesn't want to be there. And the only way he can get home to see his daughter is by doing this task. So the whole time you see him, you're like, you feel so sorry for him, but he's also a huge piece of shit. Mm-hmm. So you're like, you struggle so hard. And then Alicia Vikander is
oh yeah,
she's fantastic. So she killed it as
Laura Croft.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen that movie, definitely check it out.
Oh yeah, it was great. I'm a huge fan of Walter Goggins as well. Like I said, I just feel sorry that he's always typecast now as like a villain.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he was a good guy in The Hateful Eight. He plays the new sheriff in Hateful Eight.
That's true. And then I hear he's doing like a comedy show called The Unicorn or something on TV right now. So
that's cool.
And then he did Vice Principals. That was actually really funny.
Yeah, that's a great show.
So, but a little off topic again, horrible movie, Doom.
Doom. Yeah, I was going to bring that up too.
See, I watched Doom before I played the game.
I don't know if that was a bad one.
Have you played all the Dooms?
I've only played the remakes or whatever, like the 2016 and then Doom Eternal.
So you never played like the original, like 1, 2, and 3?
Well, come on. I mean, my parents wouldn't fucking buy me Doom.
My cousin
pretty damn gory even back then.
Oh yeah, my cousin had Doom 3 on his computer, so I remember I went over to his house and we played Doom 3, and it was freaky as a kid, but I feel like that's what Doom 2005 was more based on, unless the years are way off.
Well, I think so I watched the movie way before I played the games. So I'm watching this movie and I'm like, it wasn't special. You know, like,
it was horrible.
Well, I know it was horrible now that I've played the fucking game, but like the actual like movie, watching it as a movie before I even knew the fucking game existed, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. It's meh. It wasn't like,
go ahead. No, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I was done. I was going to say,
what's with The Rock and being in terrible video game movie adaptations? Cause he's in Rampage, which I didn't see.
Rampage wasn't actually horrible. If you compare it to Doom, at least it had a story. Especially coming from what it was, Rampage. If anyone of you played that game,
it doesn't have
a fucking story.
You just destroy buildings, that's the whole point. I actually played the one for Wii. The one for Wii was really good, and you could unlock like 50 characters. Like, I thought that was so interesting, like just the sheer amount of unlockables there was in that game, and I'm a big sucker for unlockable, so I enjoyed the Rampage Wii edition.
In the movie, they actually gave it a story, so it actually kind of worked if you were like you followed the games. So
cool. I'll have to watch it. I'll have to give
it's
on
it Netflix. Give it a shot.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's cool.
I heard when Cole said Wii, he actually said Re.
That's what I thought. I heard like a Re or P, and I was like, oh well. Cole's,
I have it on the P, the repeat.
Yeah,
I had a day off today. I've been drinking. I've had some whiskey.
I had my first drink this weekend since my birthday in March.
Damn.
So, yeah.
But I have not touched alcohol since March, so.
Well, jeez. You didn't even have it that rough on my birthday.
No, I didn't. Well, I only had 2 shots. Remember, I wasn't drinking.
Right, you were driving home.
Yeah, so I brought a huge bottle of water, but that one shot from fucking Kelly almost killed me.
Oh, what was that called?
I don't even remember what it was called. All I know is she made us have like fucking whiskey with beef broth.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was actually really good.
Cole, there's like something that. Wrong with you.
Something bareback?
Hey, was it? Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember the name bareback. Of it.
Oh.
A shot of whiskey and then a shot of
warm au jus or warm beef broth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Au jus is beef broth. But man, while I was driving home from your place, I felt my stomach turn. I thought I was going to have to throw up. And I was I only had 2 drinks.
Yeah. Anyways.
Throwing up. Did you guys see the new Hitman movie? The newest one?
No.
No, I actually haven't. But I remember the one with Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah. That was actually, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't fantastic, but the problem with the Hitman Agent 47 is that Agent 47 wasn't the main character. It was another guy, and then Hitman was trying to kill him.
Yeah.
And just being as unincognito as you possibly can. It's like somebody looked at the franchise Hitman and was like, oh, this guy kills a bunch of people. But the whole point of him is like, when you play Hitman, you get maximum points for making everything look like an accident. And
yeah,
it's like you were never there. That's the whole point of Hitman. And this guy's like out in the streets just massacring. Like,
but it's also him, like, you know, officers, you know, going into wearing other outfits and disguising himself.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest thing about Hitman. I always thought if they were going to do something again, it would bring back Hitman after Timothy Oliphant's one. They should have done it as a TV series, like Rodney said.
Yeah, and do it like the game. Like, when you play the game, they drop you into these, like, big open worlds, and you kind of have to figure out how you're gonna proceed. Like, it would be so interesting just, like, watching. And, I mean, there's a good story to it, too. Like, Hitman trying to kind of, like, break free from the agency, you know, and live his own life, and then them sending people after him. You know, like, there's a way to do it that would be really interesting and not overly violent, because that's the whole thing. They're like, oh, we got to have gunshots, and we got to have action, and we got to have, like, you can make it sophisticated and interesting at the same time, but they miss the marker. Yeah.
I really love the Hitman games. Yeah, even the newest ones are still great, but like Blood Money and whatnot, I love. There's a mission in there where you infiltrate this rich guy's house and you have to kill him, his wife, and all. Or, well, you don't have to kill his wife, but because she's cheating, I always did anyways.
but
there's so many ways you could do it. Like, I dressed up as the guy she was cheating with. She somehow didn't realize I wasn't
That's funny.
Walked into the bedroom with her, right, and then spiked her drink, so she's passed out on the bed, and then I blew up her husband with a barbecue.
Oh my god. See, the creativity, man.
Oh yeah. And then there's like another mission where you go to like this spa deep in like the mountains, and you have to kill this celebrity.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I like followed her bodyguard around till they split up. And then I went after the bodyguard first, and he's out having a smoke on the balcony, and I just pushed him over the railing.
You did get his bodyguard outfit and pretend to be the bodyguard?
I thought so. But then I was like, once I have him out of the way, and then I locked her in the sauna and then just sonified her. Yeah.
Nice. Savage. Yeah, I feel like there is a way to do Hitman, but
I think it would work, though, great as a TV series. And, like, you know, another thing, you know how Netflix has those interactive things now?
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking that, too.
Could you imagine, like, you know, Netflix coming in with the Hitman franchise and filming it where you can pick which way you do it?
Iris Netflix. No,
yeah. But they're going to steal our idea, though, and then fucking...
I'm working on a cartoon right now, and actually Rodney voices some of the characters in it, and we were gonna go pitch to Netflix, and reading the Netflix agreement law, it's like, if you pitch and a story comes out that's the same as your story and you're not a part of it, you can't hold Netflix accountable. And I was like, that's super sketchy. That's like, not exactly how they worded it, but just the way you read it was like, if we take your idea,
too bad.
And
I could see them doing that too, because they'll look at your thing, great story, but maybe not the best presentation.
Yeah,
like
we
they
don't
could
want you to
animate
be
it better, right? And then all of a sudden, you watch like a year later, your thing's there, just under a new name.
Exactly, and under a new creator, and then you have to sign the contract saying that you can't hold Netflix responsible. That's for their open pitches, but normally what you do is you'd have to get somebody to represent you, and you'd have to buy all the rights, and then that way if you pitch it to them and they turn you down, you still own all the rights to it and they can't take your idea. But for the open pitches, yeah. But it would be interesting to do a choose your own adventure with Hitman, but also kind of in the same Hitman thing, Assassin's Creed. Did you guys see the Assassin's Creed movie?
I did.
Yeah.
I think they
follow the games very good. It was
no. They missed the mark on the Animus so hard. It's like it went from being like,
I think Ubisoft missed the mark on the Animus by creating it and putting it into the game.
I mean, it's a story device. I get it. Like the I don't like coming out of the Animus. You should just stay in the fucking Animus for the whole fucking game. Because
there should be a way to get
it for me.
Yeah.
I was a fan of, like, the main protagonist, Desmond Miles.
Yeah.
Then when they killed him off in 3, I was like, okay, I don't know where they're going to go with this. And then with Black Flag and the one after it, you had, like, an invisible protagonist. Remember, you worked at the company?
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't mind that. That was okay, right? Because I was just doing side quests of, like, hacking computers when I was out. And you didn't have to do it. You could just jump right back into the Animus chair. But then with Origins and...
It was the worst in Origins.
Odyssey. They gave you that new protagonist. And I just can't relate to her. Yeah. I just don't see... She doesn't have character for me. And then in Odyssey, she literally becomes, like, the hero out of nowhere with... what's his name? Like, if you play through the DLC, she gives the what's the male's guy name?
Alexios.
Alexios. It might be the same with Cassandra. I don't know. But when you meet up with them, like, thousands of years later, they've been protectors of, like, the entrance to the Atlantis.
Yeah.
And then they give them the spear, the trident, or whatever that was keeping them alive. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Like, even I'm starting to think Ubisoft is just running out of ideas.
But they want to just keep milking the money cow, which is Assassin's Creed.
I hope they don't do anything with it again. No TV series or movies. It's better as a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if they do make it, it would kind of be interesting to choose your own adventure.
Well, with the... going back to the Animus, as much as we all hate the Animus was a bed that basically put you into the past via, like, your fucking brain.
VR. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then the movies, like, oh, we're gonna put them on a robotic arm and have them actually do the physical fucking things. It's like,
yeah,
what?
It was more like The Matrix. They literally jacked the Animus right into the guy's neck.
Mm. Yeah. So fucking dumb. That pissed me off. Like, that kind of turned the whole movie negative for me is like the Animus thing. The action sequences were kind of cool,
and the acting was good.
Well, yeah,
I mean, Michael Fassbender, like, he's
a great actor.
The guy's fantastic.
It's just, I think that was a bad story.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they didn't follow any of the games. They kind of made up their own thing, right?
I know. Yeah. So,
which is okay. I mean, like, if you're gonna, the thing that drives me crazy is if you're going to tell a video game story as a movie or TV series and you're going to stick with the characters, tell the characters how it does in the game, or make something completely different. I hate it when you're watching something and you're like, oh, I know these characters, and then they do something that's completely against what their character would do, or like what actually happens in the game, and you're just like, you know, like, I played that and that's not how that happened. Or if you're going to do it that way, just make your own thing.
Well, this is kind of the going again back into why it should be a TV series. In a game, they're going to put as much shit into the game as they possibly can to make it immersive and to make it worth players' time to actually play the game. But in a movie, it's like, oh, we have 2.5 hours to tell all that shit. So it's like, now you have to cut stuff out and chain stuff to you know what I mean? So, and then it's just not the same, and people are pissed off now.
Do you know what did it surprisingly well, though? An adaptation? Angry Birds.
Well,
that worked.
How do you
that worked.
Yeah, it only worked because there's no fucking story to Angry Birds.
Well, it's, that's what I mean. There is a story.
But
you got
they created
stealing
one,
eggs.
Right?
Yeah, they did a good job of telling the story that was kind of implemented there, you know?
Yeah.
I think they pulled that off quite well.
Oh, yeah. I actually agree. Because in the games, there is no story, right? And then when you watch
The story
movie,
is the pigs steal the eggs, right? And you're going to get the eggs back from the pigs.
But the movie actually kind of gave the games a story, so if you watch the movie you understand what the game's about.
And then they took like little details like the island that the birds are on, you know, and they made like the different islands, and even in the second one how they added like the ice island and the pig and the bird island. Like I think it's fun. Yeah. You know, that's a good example of like, you know, taking it and making it your own thing but keeping the right aspects into it.
Oh yeah, I agree. I got a quick question for you, Cole.
Yeah,
I'm looking at video game movies, right? And one of the ones here listed is, where is it again? It's an U-Bull movie.
Another U-Bull movie? Nice.
In the Name of the King, Dungeon Siege. Was that based off of a game?
It's
Dungeon Siege is a game, right?
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier. Oh, just with Jason Statham here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at this, and I haven't seen it, but I'm trying to... There's a few on my list that I don't know what they're
based
on.
I have seen this. It's listed here as a video game movie, and I just didn't know that when I've seen this. I haven't seen it many times. I think I saw it when it came out in 2007, and then I put it away, just like every other Uwe Boll movie.
Holy crap. Despite being considered a bomb, Boll filmed a sequel titled In the Name of the King 2, Two Worlds.
Yeah, he also filmed a third, just letting
you
know.
Yeah, The Last Mission with Dolph Lundgren and Dominic Purcell.
Well, no, Dolph Lundgren's in the second, Dominic's in the third.
In the third one. Yeah. It inspired by Dungeon Siege, the video game.
Okay, so it is.
Yeah, I've never...
The first one's not bad. The second and third just go like... actually, the first is bad too, but two and three are just, you know how it goes.
Well, we'll give it to Uwe Boll for like... I mean, the guy obviously likes video games, so at least he's taking something that he enjoys and is trying to, you know, make something creative out of it.
He was just trying to capitalize off of it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, on the topic of Uwe Boll making video game movies, can we talk about Postal?
Oh, my God. What a terrible idea. Did Uwe Boll make that?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap, man. All right, I take back what I say. That's horrible. I didn't know he made that, but like, what a just terrible idea.
It was like, if there was an Academy Award for the literal worst movie of all time,
there is probably
that's movie.
Dude, the Razzies?
The Raspberries.
The Raspberries? Yeah, man.
Because like, it was poorly shot. It was poorly acted. It was poorly written. It was poorly directed. It was just
not even that. I mean, like, it's just like a bad Postal is like Grand Theft Auto with absolutely no charisma and no redeeming qualities. Like you just go around and like just murder people and pee. Like there's like a piss button where you just walk around and piss on people and like it's horrendous game all around.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The opening scene of that movie was like, what the fuck is going on? It's the two guys in the plane cockpit, and it's like the 9/11
thing.
Terrorists,
right? Man.
Yeah, yeah, and then they're arguing about like how many virgins they're gonna get and shit. And it's like, This is fucked up, dude.
Yeah, not okay. Who's dude? J.K. Simmons is in it.
Yeah, I think this is before he actually got big.
Hikes, man. That's
2007. That's, I think this was Postal, or was it 2008? One of the two.
Oh my god! I actually watched this movie with other females. What the fuck was I thinking?
That's crazy. Yeah, that was it. That's a bad call.
Well, I mean, it was on my hard drive, and they're like, "What's that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's a," and then we watched it. Yeah, it's a mistake.
That's funny. Oh man.
All credibility for Rodney out the door.
What about going in the opposite spectrum? Scott Pilgrim?
No.
That wasn't off of a video game, was it? I thought that was a comic book.
Either they made a video game from it, or they made a video game from the comic book or from the movie, but there is a video game. It's like a side scroller, kind of like Double Dragon, which is also a terrible movie.
Which I was going to mention a little bit, but yeah.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World game, yeah. It's like, did you guys ever play that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade game?
No.
Which one?
The side scroller one, the Turtles in Time.
Where you just jump up and down and like beat them?
Yeah, it's like there's the jump button and then the fight button. And then they also have the X-Men dimensions. Yeah. And it's like that, the one that you can play in the arcade.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim has a game that's like that. It's actually really, really fun. So if you haven't played it, check it out. And watch the movie, because I think the movie is fantastic.
It's good. It's just weird.
It's weird, but it's an awesome movie. Like, the visuals and the way that they tell it is just super interesting. It's like this the hero's journey that they do through it is awesome. Watch it. Watch it, video game fans.
Do you guys have the all 35 video game movies ranked least to bad? Do you have that open?
I don't have that one, no.
I have that open, but I also have another one open as well. It's kind of a weird list. Postal is on the list for worst.
Mortal Kombat is actually the last, not bad, apparently. I've never seen that.
I actually enjoyed 1 and 2 where, you know, it was Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. There it is right there. It's on my shelf. DVD.
Okay. Well, okay, sorry. Vulture just lost all credibility with me because it said all 35 video game movies ranked from least bad to absolute worst. And
I'm on that one now.
He has Mario Bros. At 34. Can you fucking suck a dick? How about that?
Oh, that's bad though, dude.
No. This is like...
No. It goes from least bad. Like, it doesn't go from best, but it's saying these are bad movies. This is just a list of bad movies. So...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Postal's number one, so okay. It's got a little bit of credibility.
Yeah,
but Postal's number one,
Mario Bros. Should be number two, dude.
How is Mortal Kombat 35, though? I still think it's better than half these movies. Just can't.
No,
Prince of Persia: Sands of Time as number two, which is not it's a bad movie, but it's not.
I didn't think it was that bad. Look at, they gave Sonic the Hedgehog 33.
Warcraft,
35 is good. That's the bottom. That's the best movie out of all of them.
That's what I mean. But it's still like, look at the list though. Like Sonic the Hedgehog. Street Fighter 94. That was a horrible movie.
Yeah, it should be.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is amazing, but him as... It even had freaking Kylie Minogue. that was a horrible movie.
Oh my god, the Far Cry movie. Oh my god.
I'm going through the list quickly. Tomb Raider 2001, Far Cry, Resident Evil, Tomb Raider 2018's on here. How is that down? Like, people hated that worse than fucking Mortal Kombat. Double Dragon, Silent Hill, Blood Rain. Blood Rain was horrible. That was another ooey bowl.
Yep.
Going off the track a little bit, but it's kind of saves keeping on the same. TV series. Yep. Did you guys they're filming Witcher season 2 right now? Back on.
I haven't actually watched the first season, so.
You haven't seen the first season?
No.
It is it's really strange. Like they're doing some things so right, and you're like, this makes so much sense, and then other things you're like, wow, this is really bad. Like it's such a strange right smack in the middle.
Yep.
But I would say that it is better then it is worse. So if you've kind of been like, I don't know how I feel about it, you should definitely go see it. Henry Cavill is a fantastic Geralt of Rivia. The fight sequences are great. I wanted to start reading the books because this is my example of how closely does it stick with the books.
The games actually follow the books apparently very closely.
Yeah, the games follow the books, but I never played the first one. I played Witcher 2 and Witcher 3. Mm-hmm. So
you can find the first one on Steam.
Yeah,
it was a good game. It's like one of those. It's completely different though than 2 or 3.
The first one, because the technology wasn't quite there. I mean, they obviously would have made it exactly like 2 and 3 if the technology was there, but they did good for what they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they kind of I was going to say there's a little bit of time travel in it, which was interesting. And then in the episode after, they kind of explain the time travel. They just botch it so hard. And I'm like, you just did such a good job telling this. And then literally seconds later, messed the whole thing up, which kind of drove me crazy.
So let's change some gears. Let's talk about stuff that's getting made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like the Halo TV series.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that, actually, if it actually ever does finish. I know they were ramping up to start it just before the plague started.
You guys see the miniseries that they made? What was it called? Forward Unto Dawn.
Oh yeah,
that was shot here.
It was all filmed here.
That was all shot here. Yeah, and it was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. I don't know about you guys.
I actually did enjoy it. It wasn't horrible, and it led into Reach or four.
Yeah. So I mean, it is possible.
The kid in the TV series is actually the commander in four.
Yeah, that's right. And they have it, the thing zoomed on his face, and it goes to the.
Yeah.
I don't know how I felt about that movie though. That movie was kind of meh. The whole Halo series obviously is about Master Chief, and you saw like about 10 minutes of him.
Yeah, but I mean, that story wasn't about Master Chief, you know, like that was about the commander, these characters. So I mean, and it they did do a good job. So if they do something with Master Chief in the same strain, it could be really cool, you know. But like I said, if you're going to tell a story, either go all in with what's already there or tell something new, and they did a good job of telling something new.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see Landfall?
No.
No.
Halo Landfall?
Was that the animated one they did for Netflix?
No, it was a short film that they made that they just like dropped. Like, I don't know where it came from, but I'm just looking it up here. It came out in 2012, and it's this really like high action packed, it's really, really well done short film about Halo. And if they do it like this, then we're in for a real treat. I'll put it on the Discord so everybody who hasn't seen it can take a look, because it's super cool.
What are your guys' thoughts on the casting of Master Chief, Pablo Schreiber?
Well, we shouldn't see his face, so it doesn't really matter.
That's how they did the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Schreiber.
What did they mention, like, what the actual story is going to be about?
Interesting.
Not yet.
Because I'm looking at the cast list, and the only person I recognize character-wise is Catherine Halsey.
And yeah, I can never say her last name. Actually, I recognize Bokeem Woodbine as well, but I don't know who he's playing.
No, Soren. I don't mean the actors playing them. I mean the actual physical characters in terms of story. So, like, we have Master Chief and Catherine Halsey, but these other people, like, the characters they're playing, I don't know who those people are.
Kai-125 sounds familiar, though.
No,
are any of these going to be the people from Reach, or was Reach way before Master Chief?
No. Reach is it, like, that's where they trained all the Spartan 2s. Was on
the
Reach.
Infants, the babies.
The kidnapped children. Yeah. So yeah, they were trained on Reach. There's actually a animation called The Fall of Reach, and on Netflix, and that actually was quite entertaining.
That was good.
Yeah. So that's a good. That wasn't even an adaptation. It was just the first time you were told Master Chief's story from the point of when he was abducted as a child, and then the whole Spartan 2 program.
Yeah.
So that was actually super cool. But
I have a feeling, because I don't even see like the list here. It doesn't say Cortana or anything. So this might be before. This might be when they're training him, like season one or something.
I mean, judging by how old this Natasha Michelin person is, yeah, you might be right. But why would Master Chief be like this young dude then?
Well, he's not young. The guy that's playing him is 42, right? But he's a big guy. He's 6'5".
He's in American Gods. He plays the leprechaun in American Gods, and yeah, he's a pretty mad big dude. Yeah.
So is the only reason he got cast was because he's tall?
No, he's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. Yeah.
And he's got a deep voice too, so he can actually make it work.
He's a good character actor, and Master Chief is kind of a character, you know? So I think the more I think about it, I think he was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks like they've pre-production. Yeah, okay, so he's going to be in all of the...
So, just going... I don't know if why they don't just put him in the armor and then just have Steve, whatever his name is, actually voice Master Chief.
The guy's might. We don't know, right?
Yeah.
And but, I mean, if you're going to put a guy in armor, you wouldn't put an actor in armor. You'd put a...
Like a stunt guy. You know, yeah.
You'd put, because that's what they did for... In The Mandalorian. Pablo Pascal. Pedro Pascal. He just plays... He just voices him. So he's never on set, you know? Like, he just literally does the voice, and that's it. And they've got the stunt guy who does everything else.
Right.
So...
You sure? Because I thought I read an article where he said it's uncomfortable being in the mask 24/7.
Well, he is a friend of a friend of mine. So I worked on a TV series with a guy who was good friends with Pablo, and they used to talk about Halo, and they were like, oh, what's it like being on Halo? And he's like, on Mandalorian. And he's like, I'm not really there a lot of the time because they've got a stunt guy doing it. I think when they're not doing like crazy fight scenes and or these big action packed things, he's there in the suit. But when he's like jumping around from building to building and, you know, it's not subtle.
I'm worried with them casting an actor here. I just have a feeling that his helmet's going to come off.
Yeah, that could be.
That's a deal breaker for me, honestly.
It is for me too.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at another list of things that are getting made. Video game TV shows that are being made, and 15 we hope we'll never see. Yes. Bad. We'd rather play the sport.
I was telling you about, Splinter Cell.
That could
Netflix
be cool.
Just partnered with Ubisoft. They're doing a Splinter Cell animated series. Animated, but it's coming from the creators of John Wick.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That could be
John
cool,
Wick's
yeah.
good shit.
Yeah, that could be cool for sure.
I think Splinter Cell could work as an actual TV series as well, but I think it would need a high budget for half the shit they do.
Yeah. I forgot about this. Warcraft.
Horrible, just could have been better.
They had some sad stories with Duncan Jones, the director. He's like, I love his movies. Like, he makes some really Moon was, if you guys haven't seen Moon, check out Moon. And then Mute is the I'm gonna try not to rant, but like, I love movies that set up a universe and then tell a different story in the same universe, but like, there's little things that they mention in their universe, like, that mentions a story from before. Like, I think that's such a good way of storytelling, or like opening a world for many stories that don't necessarily have to directly connect. And Duncan Jones did that with Moon and Mute. So if you guys are interested, watch those two movies, and it's like, oh.
Well,
but he was locked out of the editor room
for Warcraft.
When they did Warcraft.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because he's a Warcraft fan, man. He played religiously when it came out. Like, he loves the game, he loves the lore, he wanted to do this really bad. Like, he's like, if they make a Warcraft movie, get me in on it. And he's the amount that he fought with the studios over, like, hey guys, this isn't how Warcraft. It is in the game. And the studios were like, we're making movies here, we're not making nerd porn, we're making movies. And he's like, no guys, make the nerd porn and you're gonna have something amazing. And then they just constantly fought to the point where he was just like, all right, I can't.
Once the movie was made, he couldn't even edit it. They basically did the whole thing. So that's why when it came out, he even said it wasn't really his movie anymore.
And he couldn't even do a director's cut. Like, they didn't even let him cut the movie together the way he wanted to. So, I mean, Duncan Jones he's a hero who stood up for what he thought was right and what would have been good. So...
Yeah,
if you're like him, Duncan could Jones, make a good adaptation.
Yeah, that's the other problem too. It's the other X factor with fucking video game movies is the studio. Is they these fucking old stupid white men that think they know what people want.
It's so stupid. Like, it is so incredibly stupid.
Yeah,
they don't know. I mean, there's like your knowledge on how to make the movie work, but like, leave it to the people who know it and love it to tell the story.
Yeah. I watched Warcraft having never played Warcraft, and I was...
How did that work?
How did it work for me not playing Warcraft?
Yeah, like, how did, like, when you went into the movie, what were your expectations?
Well, I knew, obviously I knew it was based off the game, and I went into it with an open mind because I've never played the games before. But I was pretty overwhelmed in the first 3 minutes because they literally tried to tell the entire fucking lore and shove it down your throat in the first, like, 35, 40 second fucking opening animation cutscene. And I'm like, oh my god.
That's where the editing is bad right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, go ahead. Cool.
If you guys are interested, I have a friend, like, a really, really good friend of mine who, like, he works for animation studios. Like, that's what he does. I think I've talked about him a little bit on the podcast before, but he's an animator and he loves World of Warcraft. He's played, like, all the way through his entire life. Like, he's the biggest World of Warcraft nerd I've ever met. So we could even get him on the podcast to literally give us, like, a full world breakdown of World of Warcraft. Because
maybe when the next expansion comes out.
Yeah, Shadowlands?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's a super, super expert in all things World of Warcraft, but also all things like animation, video games. Like, that's what he does for a living. He actually makes his own video games. Him and two of his buddies, they're making this, like, old school kind of open world game, and he let me play the beta for it, and it was really fun. So he would be a good guy to have on to talk about even the movies and stuff too. So
if you guys are
into it.
Yep. Yeah.
But running out of time on the podcast here. So
let's keep going in with things that are coming out.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter.
Oh, Monster Hunter, man. Oh, so good. I hope they pull it off. I'm going to go see it either way.
I don't think they can screw this up too bad. And considering it's coming from, what's the director? It's the same guy that did Resident Evil.
Oh no. Oh no. That scares me a little bit.
A little bit, but he does, you know, he got better as the thing went on. He was trying to keep to, like, some of the game's thing, but he also created his own world, right? Where Monster Hunter doesn't have characters, so he can do whatever he wants with that.
You could argue that Monster Hunter has, like, there's fleets, right? So, like, in each game, there's different fleets going to the new world and the old world, and, like, each game you play with a new fleet, and I think game
you always create your character. I'm just saying there's no protagonist.
Yeah, there's you create your own protagonist. That's correct. So I hope they don't.
I'm a little worried with his what it says here. The what he's going with is apparently a special forces soldier gets transported to a new world. I'm already kind of turned off just by that. Like always, he casted Mila Jovovich,
that's his wife, man. Yeah.
As the main role.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
She's probably going to play the special forces soldier that gets transported to the new world. But the one good thing, and this is probably the only reason I'll watch this because I'm a huge diehard fan of him, is one of the secondary protagonists is Tony Jaa.
Don't know who that is.
Ong Bak.
From
Island.
That's a really good movie.
Oh yeah.
But still, that's like.
That. I'm only gonna watch for the fight scenes. I think I'm already worried. Like that, premise just turned me off of the movie completely.
If they can get, me as excited as I was when I watched, Pacific Rim and them fighting the fucking aliens and the mecha things, like, oh dude,
oh yeah,
oh yeah. I'm on this, so I'm on thegamer.com. There's a Mega Man animation, and I think it's made for kids though, because this fucking animation looks like fucking Paw Patrol shit. And yeah, so they're releasing
Mega Man was actually an anime though back in the day.
Was it? Well, yeah. It's had its fair share of TV show adaptations over the decades, but this one's developed by Man of Action, who's known for Ben 10. Yada yada yada. This series is 26 episodes on Cartoon Network. Ooh, so if you guys are feeling it,
Maybe I'll check it out. Ben 10 wasn't horrible as a cartoon, so.
Yeah. All right, and then next I have the fight against a villainous sword, Soul Calibur.
Oh, God, they're turning that into a movie?
I think so. The movie is planned on starring only two of the warriors handpicked from all the others to save the world. Oh, my God. It's going to be shit. All
yeah, right. That's already shit right there. Skip.
Skip.
Uncharted.
Yeah, that's coming out.
I'm kind of excited. Tom Holland is actually a pretty good actor, and I think he can do really well as Nathan Drake.
That's right. He's going to have to beef up a little bit, though.
He has been, but this is a younger version of Nathan, right? So
yeah, definitely. And I mean, Tom Holland's been playing kids before, so...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he is a kid, man. He's 24.
Yeah. Does that mean Mark... Oh, what's his name? From Transformers? Mark, well, not just Transformers, but...
The director?
No, actor. Why can't I not think of his name?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
Does that mean he's going to be playing Solly then?
He could, yeah.
All right, well, let's quickly rip through this list. As I'm sure we're going to be running out of time. I think we all have a different one, so let's just keep mentioning them right off the bat. We got Minecraft. I kind of worried.
I think it'd be the same as like the Angry Birds movie type thing. Like, it's a sandbox fucking
game. Is it animated?
Yeah.
I have a live action Minecraft idea.
I was going to say, I think live action would look fucking weird, dude.
Yeah. I'll tell you got my guys' idea just for I don't really want it to be public because I think it's a good idea, but one day I'll share it with everybody.
Cool.
Sounds good.
I have Fallout.
Yeah, I see that. That's being turned into a TV series by Amazon, isn't it?
I think so.
Could be good. Amazon's
that's gonna have some money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see here apparently there's a Call of Duty movie being made right now under the helm of Stefano Solima.
Why?
Who did Sicario.
Why? You don't need... literally fucking, like, Saving Private Ryan is a Call of Duty movie, for fuck's sakes.
I was going to say, they just want to make a Modern War movie and label it under something that's not that controversial, I think, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a pro-America, anti-Russia movie about... So, there's so many soldier movies, they're just slapping Call of Duty on it.
The one I like right here is they have Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. That's being turned into a franchise under Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have Tom Clancy's Division, which is being turned into a franchise as well.
Gross.
Division could be cool. I like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. Sleeping Dogs is being turned into a movie. We knew that. Donnie Yen is supposed to be portraying the Wei Shen. I'm actually
it's
excited
a cool story.
For that.
Yeah, cool story. Undercover cop.
Yeah, so, and Donnie Yen's a great actor and awesome martial artist, so he can pull it off.
So backpedaling back to Call of Duty, there's also a Battlefield movie, or TV series, rather. Paramount Television has announced plans to adapt the franchise into a TV series, yeah. So,
that's for...
Yeah.
Capitalizing on good storytellers.
And
you
know,
like, these big movie companies taking video game stories because they're out of ideas.
Will they then make a game based off the movie?
Ooh,
oh,
we're in a weird time loop.
Yeah.
Because usually it was video games made off of movies and books, and now here we are.
Oh, and then we also have the upcoming Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Oh, yeah, that's the animated one, right?
Yeah. By Illumination, the studio behind Despicable Me and Minions.
Yeah,
could be there's tons of animation they make too. Could be interesting.
Yeah. But Miyamoto's serving as co-producer, so
I think that's the right move though to have it animated. Obviously,
I do as well. I don't think that world can work as a live action.
No, and then they can keep the voice and everything, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I think we should wrap her up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we talked about quite a bit of good things and a lot of bad.
Yeah, no, mostly bad, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways,
negative Nellies here.
Yes, negative Coles.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening for this week. Will, you should finish off your outro since you did the intro.
Don't even remember what to say for the outro.
Oh, before really quickly before we go, we're gonna try to do something next week rather than our word of the week or our
whatever the fuck we did.
What was it called?
It was video game word of the week. Yeah.
Yeah, Rodney made a joke that I should come on and give bad description of video games and see if they can guess what it is. But we're going to do that, but have you guys guess what it is. And if you guess what it is, you're going to get a little something-something. We're going to give out some prizes on it. So listen next week's for sure, and we'll have something new and exciting for you.
Yeah, and then I think once a month we'll give away a bigger prize. We'll make the question a little harder, and we'll give away a bigger prize. So
yes, hopefully you like it. It's going to be a test next week, so you could be the first one to win something on our new little test.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks a lot. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.